You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, we have an awesome episode coming. Before we get started, we have a new sponsor. 90%. That's the percent of your life that you spend in your underwear. And underwear gets old fast. You know that feeling of putting on old, saggy underwear? You need to know the feeling of great-fitting underwear that is 2 times softer than cotton. You need to know about MeUndies.com. MeUndies is the most comfortable underwear you will ever wear, and it's insane how good they make you feel. They fit perfectly, they don't ride up on you, and they literally pull moisture away from your skin so you stay cool. They have cool styles for both men and women, and they all look great. Check out the photos for yourselves at MeUndies.com. This quality will typically retail for 2 times the MeUndies price. No retail middlemen. It means more savings for you. Here, I'm going to make it easy. Go to MeUndies.com/TFM and get 20% off your first order and free shipping. Save even more when you buy a pack of them. They guarantee you're going to be happy with them or your first pair is free. Once you feel MeUndies on your body, you're never going back. But to get that 20% off, you have to go to MeUndies.com/TFM. Go use that offer. Go get some awesome underwear. Go look good when you're about to go to the bone zone. So have fun with today's episode and go check out MeUndies.com/TFM. Hello and welcome to the TFM podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your jokes, your life experiences, your questions. Guys, so happy to get these emails this week. We had amazing questions, amazing stories. I was laughing all day just reading these. Keep sending those to tfmpodcast@gmail.com. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. You can also be watching this while we tape. Look at you in internet land. We're going to give a wave right now. You can watch this and on Daily Motion, so be looking out for that. We're taping now on a Tuesday for next week, but look for my Twitter, JTrain56, if you ever want to get updates on when we're taping at the labs. But I'm so excited for this week because we're doing something a little bit different. Our guest is the band Prelo.
Hey.
Matt and Jesse, thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for having us, man.
Oh, this is so cool. Prelo is... How long have you guys been together as a band?
Oh, man, we've been making music for almost 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah, yeah. We released stuff, though, only a year ago.
So this is like your first big album, right?
Yeah, well, we just released an EP.
So that's what their debut EP, Why Does Everything Happen So Much, is coming out with Atlantic Records and Nylon, which none of you read, but is a website that people who like this stuff read. Hells, the EP has a collection of fun electronic pop. That's pretty cool. It's a 5-track EP. The biggest one is Mistakes Like This, which became the number one overall trending song on SoundCloud. Third most popular song on Hype M, song on Twitter upon its release last year. So you guys are about to go on tour.
Yep.
With Skizzy Mars in April. Have you met this person yet?
Not yet.
Have you met Mr. Skizzy?
No, we haven't met him yet. We talked to him on Twitter some, and we actually opened for him down in Philadelphia once, but we didn't get to meet him.
Oh, it was kind of like two ships passing in the night type of thing?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So you guys are going to be going on the road. You're going to like Pittsburgh, Columbus, Arizona, St. Louis. You guys, go look these guys up. They're amazing. We're going to play one of their songs at the end of the podcast, but you can go check them out, facebook.com/preloMusic. twitter.com/prelo or youtube.com/user/prelo music. So guys, check out Prelo. Matt and Jesse are here to answer some emails. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready for this? You're going on a college tour, so you got to get ready for this, right?
Yeah, we're good.
What do you guys play in the band? You said you play the guitar and you do the singing?
Yeah, I play guitar and sing and a little bit of keyboard, but that's mostly and Matt over here.
Yeah. And you're the keyboard guy.
Mm-hmm. And we both produce it.
And you both produce it together.
Yeah.
I think you just changed up because before we started taping, I was like, what do you play? And he was like, the guitar. And he was like, I do the keyboard. And I was like, keyboard gets you late. Because he can walk in. I've always had this dream in my life where like you see a baby grand piano in the corner. And then you're like, some chick's like, yeah, that's my parents, whatever. And you're like, oh, I play a little. And then you brush it off.
Right, right.
And then you just, she's like, you do? And you're like, ah, I, you know, dabble. And then you just go in and just like knock it out of the fucking park.
Yeah, Matt could do that, I think.
You could do that?
I think he could.
Maybe, yeah. But you could bring the guitar to like a campfire. Or...
Yeah, but the campfire's played out. It's trying too hard. You got to bring it with you. You got to have that big guitar backpack that looks like you do. Like you, that big guitar condom,
right? Carrying
that around, you look like a loser. Like, oh yeah, I'm going to this coffee shop. This is like it happened. It came upon you, so
it's more organic that way. Yeah, I always pictured it like hotel lobby.
Yeah, hotel lobby. Yeah. Like you're kind of having a few drinks, and you're like, oh yeah, I can play a couple.
The piano guy takes a break. You wander over,
yeah, jump on, and you start like at first you kind of fuck up. Yeah, and then, I'm writing this porno for you. Okay,
you've thought about this a lot.
A lot. I think about this every day, actually. So Matt and Jesse, they're the band Preload. Go check them out. Let's get into these emails right away. Let's do it. Ready? Life question. What's up, J-Train? I have a question. If someone likes you, but you don't like them, but they have a hot friend, how's the best way to get with the hot friend and not the girl who likes you? Do we understand this? So like, I believe so. You got this chick who you're friends with. You know she's into you. Now she has this like hot friend that you're going to be basically throwing her aside for. How would you do that?
How do you do that?
Have you ever been in this situation before?
Maybe once or twice. I feel like you just have to be honest with everybody involved.
Just like lay it out there. Be like, listen, you're a two.
Yeah.
if necessary.
If necessary.
Yeah, maybe you can sort of ignore that your friend is attracted to. But if it's so obvious and you really want to hook up with her friend or his friend.
But here's what's going to happen to this. This guy writes, I've messed this up before, and this is for all the bros out there for the future. I've been in this situation, and what happens is you have your friend that likes you, and you know about this, but you ignore it, which is you're right. You should definitely ignore it as long as possible. And then there's that hot friend, and you end up in a situation where you and the hot friend have a chance to make this happen, and the hot friend is like, no, my friend likes you.
Because
that's what's going to end things. So, like, you know, and the hot friend knows you're into her, so, like, you know, she's getting the confidence boost that you're getting out of the ugly friend, too. You know, it's like a chain of ugly. You know, like the girl that likes you and you like the other girl, so you're working up the chain. So you have to find my advice.
I don't know if you can win.
You can make one of them hate you, but
yeah, maybe you just have to choose.
Well, if you make the ugly girl hate you, now the hot girl will think you're a dick. So you can really fuck this up for you.
Yeah,
here's what you gotta do. You gotta bring another dude into the fold. You need an uglier dude.
You know? You need somebody to pawn off.
Yes. So you need to find someone that's below your friend to make her feel good.
I did not realize the level of maneuvering that you bring to the table.
You didn't.
I'm very impressed.
Right? You thought when you were? I was thinking
more basic stuff. And a whole new element.
I told you this is serious advice. So what you do is you go every group of friends has the fat friend. And you tell that fat friend that your friend is into him, was talking about him.
Right.
Now, that fat friend is into it because he's like, oh, someone's into me. I'm like totally on game with this. So now your friend, you have created a lie. This is actually quite a long line of lies, but this will help this guy out. So you bring your fat friend in. You say, hey, listen, my friend, she's been talking about you. Now he's into her. He starts chasing. Now you do a pregame with all four of you. He's chasing her, and he's keeping her company. Now you are free to chase the hot chick. And when she says, what about my friend? You go, I think she's into my other friend, you know, Majumbo.
Right, and you're not doing the less attractive one wrong because you're
offering
her
meat.
Yeah.
You know, you're offering this animal some meat to eat, right?
True.
Listen, we're here with Prelo. Advice like this all episode long. Guys, I'm so happy you guys are here. Go check them out on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff on YouTube. Their EP is out right now. Go check it out. Support them. Matt and Jesse, what do you think? This is a, you're into this now? You get what we're doing?
Definitely.
I like that, you know, Matt's like the quiet one. Jesse's the front man. I can already hear, I'm feeling the vibe here.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready to go on the road? Are you ready to, like, meet people on the, like, what are you going to do when you guys got girlfriends?
Yeah, we did disclose that before.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do we think about the girlfriends dealing with this?
It hasn't been a problem so far.
Yeah, it's not a problem when you're in New York City sitting on the couch watching Bravo.
You think it'll become a problem?
It's going to become a problem when you go to Arizona. Have you seen chicks in Arizona?
I have not.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures.
Arizona
yeah.
State, right?
Yeah, if you go to Arizona State, like, they are not fucking around there. They are like, I don't know, they came out of God's vagina or something because the hottest fucking chicks. So keep sending those emails. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with the band Prelo. Newly single, needs some help.
All right.
Okay, you guys have been single.
Yes.
How long have you been in your relationships?
I've been in mine for about 3 years now.
3 years?
Yeah,
oh, this shit's about to hit the fan.
Man, you make me nervous.
What are you going to do? You're going to send some girl up to the shows just like, hey, what about what's going on? And like that, and you're going to be like, I got a girlfriend. Got to go back to the hotel and work on my guitar riffs.
Yeah, I think there's enough excuses, you know,
there's enough excuses to
get away. Yeah,
you better bring some Lubriderm because you got to fucking jack off a lot. So you got, well, how long have you been with your girl?
Like off and on for 5 years.
Off and on for five. Yeah, this is over. This is that's the one that's going down. What up, Jizz Train? So everyone gives me a new Jay nickname. I'm a recently single frat star at the University of South Florida. A frat star.
What is a frat star?
Just a dude that goes out and. Dude being a dude. You know,
yeah.
I don't know.
All right. It's just the overinflated ego of anybody that's in a frat.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Living in a frat, you know, a fraternity is when a bunch of dudes live together and it's totally not gay. You know, so that's that's this
there we
dude.
Go.
I'm a recently single frat star at the University of South Florida. Last semester, I was dating someone back home, but after just realizing things weren't really going anywhere and she was too needy, I broke it off. Clearly, I still want to get this dick sucked on the reg, though.
It's clearly.
I'm not at the top of my game since I've been in two different relationships for most of the past 4 years. I've listened to your podcast and I'm sure you'll recommend getting a pussy net. A pussy net is like a girl that you're like hooking up with that you are hooking up with, but you can still go out and search for other girls. So It's like when you trapeze, there's a net underneath. So you get a little more wild.
If you fail while
stunts,
you're out, there's something to fall back
on. Something to fall back on. So that's the pussy net. I go to parties and meet friends of bros and other sleuths I know, but I'm still not punching the ticket to Pound Town with anyone. What do I have to do to get the girl that wants to fuck like the apocalypse is coming interested and either set up this pussy net or get different girls at parties and bars on the regs? He's asking how to hook up a lot. Also, I'm a new listener. I really love your shit and listen to maybe one or two of your podcasts a day, trying to catch up on all the ones I've missed for so long. I'm telling girls and guys and brothers and GDIs about your podcast. They should listen to this comedic gold. Thanks, man, and keep up the good work. Anonymous badass at USF. Thank you, man. Keep spreading that word. Keep sending those emails. I'm happy to have you. What do you think the best way to like pick up chicks is? Like, you know, especially once you're recently out of the game. What do you think is the best way to go about it?
It's got to be all about location, right?
And yeah, if he starts rapping, probably too.
What do you mean?
Frat rap.
Frat rap?
Yeah, like,
that gets
like
you
magnets,
he should pick up frat rap. I think
what's
that
frat
would be
rap?
Good. Just rapping if you're in a frat, right?
Yeah, rapping. Yeah.
I met
world.
A dude that was, he raps, and he would tell me that he like would go to, he would do like rap battles. Like he was from Long Island and he rapped, and he was doing rap battles against another town's other Jewish kid that raps.
Other frat star.
Yeah, another frat star. And I always thought that was funny. Like, this is like the least tough version of 8 Mile. You know, going from your mansion to their mansion to go rap battle.
Right, battle at the country club.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. For this guy, I mean, especially when you're out of a relationship, you're kind of like, you're not used to it. You know, you're riding a bike for the first time in a couple of years. You're not you know used to the balancing mm-hmm. act. And you know, I hear what he's saying. When you're in a relationship, you think that every guy that's not in a relationship is just out fucking every night, which isn't the case.
Right, right. And it's weird because I feel like you have more confidence when you're in a relationship yeah. too. So it seems like there's opportunities.
I call it girlfriend confidence. Mm-hmm. Like when you're in a relationship, you just think that a girl smiling at you, you're like, oh, of course.
Right, and you know? and you're not creepy when you're in a relationship too. Totally. It's like you meet a girl and it's
you're talking about other things.
You're actually talking about something normal versus trying to slide in. Yeah. You know, pick up lines and stuff like
hold
that.
Hold on, you have a line in your song. It's the chorus to one of the song that we're gonna play at the end of the episode. Say it for me.
And my dick takes over, and I'm thinking about your lips, but we're too damn sober for mistakes like this.
No, but that explains it all. And my dick takes over.
I mean, even if you're in a relationship, you have to admit sexual desire.
Totally. You know. Yeah. So I mean, but this guy's going out, and he's probably talking with his dick.
Yeah, and you really shouldn't do that if you're trying to get
trying
laid.
To get laid.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think here's what he needs to do, and I would say this to anyone who's recently single. Okay, you need to start small. You're not going to be going to the bar and just rat-tat-tat with chicks. Like, that's not going to happen right away. So what you need to do is keep the group small, because at a bar, hey, what's up? What? What? What'd you say? That's a bar conversation, okay? Yeah. It's very difficult to pick up chicks when you're going, you're from where? You know? You just either have to be good-looking or you have to, like, just hope that this girl is just look like DTF that night. So you have to like keep the you have to keep everything in front of you. You know, when like you're playing, it's kind of like you're playing a game. You know, you got to be a point guard. You want to see the whole floor.
Uh-huh.
So I'm saying to this kid, get a crew of like two dudes, get these guys that are like single and meet, you know, they're talking to girls, you're talking to girls, everyone's texting somebody at this point. And have them over for a pregame, and now the pressure's off of you. Now it's you and your two buddies. You're hanging with them. The two girls or the girls that they brought to the table are hanging out together. You've provided the alcohol.
Right.
Everyone's drinking on their own. The music's not at a level where you can't talk to each other. Now it's all in front of you. You can see what the dynamic is. Oh, that chick is talking to that dude.
Yeah.
That chick is taking a shit a lot.
This is smart.
Right?
You know? This chick has been taking lots of shits.
Lots of dumps.
She's off the list.
Too much cheese for that Jew. You know, so I... that's,
well,
so,
you know what? And if you do that, then as well, when you go out, there's sort of some pressure off. Like, if you've been talking with somebody before, you can sort of play it at a distance a little more, be a little cooler. And
absolutely.
Already you've set up this dynamic, maybe, with a girl where you're looking at each other or
you've
something
set,
like that.
You've set up your personality. Because in that bar setting where he's going out and trying to pick up all these chicks... there's no place for him to be like, oh, that's the guy that said that funny thing before. Oh, that's the guy that likes doing that. That's right. The guy that played that in high school. You know, like that's where those pregames are where this all happens. And that sets you up for the hookup. So, you know, there's two things that you have to do with this, with any girl that you're looking to hook up with. Okay. Show what makes you the person you are. And that's done at that pregame situation. And then switch venues. Switching venues, and I mentioned this on the last podcast with Jordana from Betches Loves It. That it was a great episode, guys. Go check it out. But when you switch venues with a chick, like if you go out on a date with her or if you go do a pregame and then you say, hey, we're going to this next place, that's an agreement of trust. That's that girl saying yes. That's that girl saying, yeah, I'll go with you.
Right, right.
You know, and at that point, the more yeses you get, the more it's, she's trusting you and liking you and is into the vibe that you're putting out
there.
You
know there. What's great about that, too, is if you pick the next place and it's like a cool event, then that shines positively on you as well.
Totally.
Like you're supplying this fun night.
Like I would say, I always do this, and I think like with a band like you guys, this is like a good, like I would say like you guys, you're an unknown quantity at this point. So if someone was to find you via this podcast, they'd be like, oh, Prelo's pretty cool. They went on the TFM podcast. They can hang. They're going to do shows in my town. This is the type of thing where you go, I know about this band. Like, it makes you interesting. So like bringing a girl from the pregame to maybe this concert where you guys are playing, right. you know, a show or like a concert or a cool restaurant or a cool bar. I went to this place in New Orleans. You guys ever go to New Orleans?
I haven't been there, yeah.
You guys are gonna, I think. Is that on the schedule?
I think we're rolling through. I don't think we play a show there, though.
I went to this bar in New Orleans, and I can't tell you what it is now, but I'll figure it out for the next episode, because it would take an hour for me to find it. But there was this bar. It was a dive bar. It was off of the Bourbon Street. It was away from that. And they had this band playing that plays there every Thursday night, and the band was fantastic. It was like a 12-piece thing. And I remember I was there on a bachelor party, but I was thinking that if someone was to say to someone, like, I know about this band that plays at this bar, the band was literally like they had a trombone that was hitting you in the face, you know. And if you said to a girl, like, listen, let's go check out this band I know about, how do you know about it? I don't know, I just found out about it. It's a little bit of thought, it's a little bit of creativity. Now you're not just any other dude, and that's when the hookups come a flying.
Yeah.
You know, that's because after that, wow, this guy really, he knows what he's doing. He's driving the ship.
Let me take this opportunity, too, to say Please. That we play a lot of slinky, sexy type slow jams.
Oh, you do?
At our show.
Okay.
We do, yeah.
And like slow dances?
No, you wouldn't slow dance. You'd sort of, there's opportunity to you know, be close to somebody that you want to be close to.
You can, like, touch a hip at some point.
Yeah, you can graze accidentally. Yeah,
that's pretty, I mean... Do you guys play music in high school?
Yeah.
Did that get you like any chicks, or was it like the marching band?
No.
You guys don't seem like the marching band type.
No.
Music didn't. Breaking my leg got me more chicks.
Breaking your leg? How did that happen?
I broke my femur playing soccer.
And the chicks were like, oh, let me visit you at the hospital?
Like 10 of them.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, watching TV and flowers and dusting.
Oh my God! What kind of lifestyle were you living in high school?
Of a king.
Yeah. Apparently. Oh my God. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Prelo, Matt, and Jesse. Their debut EP is out right now. Why Does Everything Happen So Much? Go check it out. Go find it. They're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Go check them out. They're awesome, you guys. Let's go. We're here at Stand Up New York. We're here every Tuesday. Go to standupny.com. I do shows here all the time. You can use the promo code TFM for free tickets. Get on iTunes. Rate us. Give us a nice 5 stars. If you want a shout out, send an email with the title shout out. Here are some Snapchat shout outs I got this week. I'm not going to read the Snapchat shout out emails because they just take too long. But these are just people that wanted their Snapchat name shout out. For either, the two reasons that were given this week was they wanted shit pictures for them or for a buddy in their fraternity that like they wanted to fuck with. So you might be sending a shit pic to a dude that wanted one or someone that has no idea that you're sending it.
But either way, that's going to be good.
But either way, that's pretty cool. So check out Jay Koozie, J-K-O-O-Z-I, Wee J Main. W-E-E-J-M-A-Y-N-E, Brazil, B-R-A-H-Z-I-L, at Seth Star with 3 R's, Dre underscore Padore, D-R-E-Y underscore P-A-D-O-R-E, Jazz 89 Thor, and then there was a couple of shout-outs, just not for anything. Give a shout-out to my fraternity brother, Simon Spanglish, a shout-out. He's been listening to your podcast to improve his English. He also loves you. Thank you. And I want to shout out for my brother, Mike Key, for getting me addicted to your podcast. So, oh, and then yo underscore freelax. That name doesn't surprise me. So just check those guys out. They're on Snapchat. Let's go. Ass game. What do you think of the butt stuff phenomena that's going on right now?
I must be...
Like the butt eating?
Yeah, the butt eating.
You gotta... I don't even know what's up with that.
Have you guys ever eaten a butt?
I haven't acquired that taste yet.
Haven't?
No.
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
It's like a thing now.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Auschwitz conductor? Get ready for a long but soft struggle. Everyone wants to eat ass, but no one is man enough to come out of the closet. How do you get to eat a girl's ass without making her seem like you're crazy? I just want to tell the girl I'm with that I want to go cheek to cheek, if you know what I mean. It's almost like I want ass in my mouth so I can say I did it. It's like skydiving, but safer. Hope your advice helps me and others. Thanks for the help. Much love. And if the advice helps, I'll email you a part two. P.S. I wish I had a mixtape that you could shout out. P.S.S. I'm not black. P.S.S.S. UVM all day. Well, thanks, racist ass eater. What are you guys? How does he get to the dumper?
Wait, I gotta ask first. So, of course, I know about this, but is this becoming more popular right now? I didn't know it was like trending.
It's trending. Okay. We're in the golden age of ass right now.
Okay. Analingus.
Yeah, analingus. Okay. Exactly. I have
How about you,
some,
Jared?
I've
what's
eaten
up?
Some ass in my day.
Okay.
The whole thing about it is to you have to treat eating ass and I'm gonna get real serious. I like that Alana's here for this. You're part of this.
Alana's holding it down.
Holding it down. She is keeping it very calm with all the ass talk. Here's the thing. That's their management for the people at home. So I'll say this. I've eaten a dumper in my day. The whole thing with eating ass and anything strange is to touch and go. Touch and go. You don't want to just jump all in that ass, okay? Mm-hmm. I've explained it before. It's kind of like sneaking up on a squirrel. Okay, you want to like show yourself to the squirrel, but not jump on the squirrel. Do you know what I mean? Like you want to. So the way I do it is when you're going when you're going down on a girl, just go a little bit too far, and see how she reacts.
A little
okay,
south.
You want to like dump too far down, and this is I mean you have to be going down, and then you have to go, and then like when you're doing it. It's kind of like a touch and go. So you do it back up. Do it back up. You know, and you feel, you might feel her do like the, that move. Like she just got like a shot of cold air. And maybe she'll just be like, no, no, no. And you'll know if it's uncomfortable. Or it'll be like, oh, what was that? You know, and you'll feel the temperament of the room, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you have sex or you get done with the act. And you afterwards, during the pillow session, you say, what do you think of that? And then you start to get answers because now you're in pillow talk mode.
Right.
That's when shit comes out, okay? That's when you can get weird for the next time. You don't want to sneak up with all this anal play.
So you're suggesting you sort of introduce it in
slowly.
A subtle,
in a subtle
slow
way.
And subtle way. And then,
but admit to it.
And you're splitting it up too. You're saying there's sort of maybe a sex session where you're introducing it, and
yes.
then in between is reconnaissance. That's when you're
yes.
going out and sort of feeling out how she felt about it. Maybe
totally.
And then depending on how she felt about it, you're saying
the next session
is when
we'll
you
offer,
really get in there.
We'll offer more ass play,
uh-huh.
and then the next session and the next session. So I'm saying like you're introducing it with kind of a surprise, but kind of, you know, like just a little bit of a surprise. Then in the cuddle session, like pillow talk is really like so important for like becoming more sexual with whoever you're dealing with. Like, oh, what did you think of that? How'd you feel about that? You don't want to ask yes or no questions. You want to ask feeler questions because then it gets
you
them
just
talking.
Want to talk to somebody.
Yeah,
I mean,
you want to talk about what happened.
Yeah.
You want to do some post game.
Yeah,
how
I was
did that
say,
feel?
It's the sexual post game. You guys
yes.
all watch SportsCenter or whatever. You know what they're doing when Trent Dilfer's out there asking
yeah.
people questions. You go, yeah. How'd you think you did tonight?
That you want a Monday night countdown? This shit.
That's exactly
okay?
right.
You got a Monday night countdown. The ass play.
Like
okay?
Steve Young, not like Ray Lewis.
Yeah, you want. Yeah, you don't want to go too hard. You know, so you want to like you know talk it out, and you. This is how you get you know into the weird zone because like I've been in that situation where I, you know, introduced it, talked it out. The answer was, I'm pretty into this. And it was like, whoa, really? I wouldn't have known that. You know,
yeah.
it's not like you put that on your Tinder profile. You know, like, looking to get my ass eaten. But now, like, here's the thing. You're opening up with someone. And we know now it's in the social lexicon right now. So it is fair game to talk about. So if you bring it up and she just gets weirded out right away, obviously this is not the match for you. This is not the person that you will be nose deep in some in her crack. But yeah, you know, this will set you up for the next time. So tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Prelo. We're here every Tuesday with your emails. Keep sending them in. We love them. This next email is pretty fucking hilarious, but before we get to that, I want to talk about MeUndies. Do you guys, how do you pick out your underwear?
Comfort and style.
We have it, exactly. So we have a new sponsor here on the podcast, 90%. That's the percent of your life that you're in your underwear, and underwear gets old fast. You know that feeling of putting on old saggy underwear? You know who else knows that feeling? The chick that you're trying to get with. Chicks notice underwear. I'm just telling you right now. You need to know the feeling of great fitting underwear, and that is 2 times softer than cotton. You need to know about MeUndies.com. MeUndies is the most comfortable underwear you will ever wear. And it's insane how good they make you feel. They fit perfectly, they don't ride up on you, and they literally pull moisture away from your skin so you stay cool. I am currently wearing MeUndies. They sent me some underwear. They're amazing. So this actually helped me because I have a high taste for underwear. I was spending a lot of money on underwear. I'm serious. I'm bleeding underwear money.
Oh, wow.
So I was spending so much on underwear. And they sent me these, and these are amazing. They're better than the ones I was getting, and they're cheaper. So, And here's the thing: what you guys got to realize, a good fitting pair of underwear, it makes you walk differently. So you got to go check these out. Also, the underwear that they have are all in different prints, and there's nothing better. I have pulled off my pants and had different printed underwear, and I'll always get a comment from the girl like pink, like they can't believe it. And now it's like, look at how confident this guy is. He didn't even give a shit.
Wow.
He put some pink on his penis.
So many opportunities to
this is a talking point. People. So here's the thing. Guys, what we're going to do is give you a deal, okay? They have cool styles for both men and women. They all look great. You can go to check out the photos at MeUndies.com. The quality would really retail for 2 times what they're asking, but they don't have a middleman, and that means more savings for you. So listen to me right now. I'm going to make it easy. We have a deal. Go to MeUndies.com/TFM and get 20% off your first order and free shipping. Save even more when you buy a pack at them. Listen, they're guaranteeing you're going to be happy with them or your first pair is free. So once you feel MeUndies on your body, you're never going back. But get that 20% off and you have to go to MeUndies.com/TFM. So guys, if you need some underwear, which you do because you're all disgusting animals, go to MeUndies.com/TFM and you get 20% off and free shipping.
So, make them your weekend pair.
Yeah,
and make you them have the weekend your crappy pair. Weekday ones, exactly. Whatever. Going on the weekend, have your MeUndies on.
Like if you're the guy that's wearing the boxers where like there's like the door right where your dick is, you know those boxers where it's like the design right over the dick? You're getting laughed at by these chicks. These are adult, nice underwear. So go check them out. I'm wearing them right now. They're very comfortable. Our dicks never touched. That's the name of this email. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. You can send in your dicks never touched emails to there. We're here with Prelo. Dear Jared.
Dead serious.
Sorry for the long email. It's worth it. Trust me. I read this before. It's pretty fucking funny. I'll get the dick sucking out of the way and say that the podcast is hilarious and to keep up the good work as always. However, I've gotten tired of all these college guys asking for relationship advice on your podcast. And I figured I would entertain your listeners with one of my more memorable college moments.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
It was my freshman year, Penn State. This guy is so
this is great.
Earnest about this. It's hilarious. He mentions a dorm hall that I once lived in, which is pretty funny. I went to Penn State.
Oh, so cool.
I had just finished pledging and was ready to take college by the horns and engage in the sort of binge drinking and debauchery that would make Tucker Max look like an altar boy. It was like any other weekend. Two of my pledge brothers and I were pre-gaming in his dorm room before heading out to the frat for a social with another sorority. A social is like a pre-game.
Yeah.
So one of my pledge brothers invited his ex-girlfriend from high school up for a visit this weekend. She was a weak 6'6", 7". So we have a rating system here on the podcast. Girls or guys can use it. face, body, personality. It's the area code method. So he's saying it's a six face, six body, seven personality. Do we get it?
Got it.
Yeah.
Here we go. He told us that while they had broken up, they were still good friends and that she was looking for a good time. Little did I know what this really meant. Fast forward to the four of us in a room drinking Four Locos. He puts in parentheses, the real shit that could kill a bull elephant. And playing a round of King's Cup. As the game progressed, a rule came up. You guys ever play King's Cup? You know the game. Yeah. You can make rules and stuff, and it's fun.
And that's a great game for the pregame you were talking about.
Yeah.
That gets your personality out. That's nice.
That is a good one going back. Thank you, man, Sam. As the game progressed, a rule came up where anytime you cursed, you would have to take off an article of clothing. That's a fantastic rule at any pregame.
Yeah.
Love that. Needless to say, this led to all of us wearing considerably less clothing than the night began. So it's his three buddies and this chick? And that's when shit started to get out of hand. My buddy, let's call him Jim, who invited this girl up to Penn State, let's call her Ashley, started making out. This left myself and my other pledge bro, let's call him Dave, in an awkward situation. Here we are, sitting half-clothed, while Jim and Ashley go at it. We start to leave the room when something I hear Ashley speak up. Where are you two going?
Dun, dun, dun.
Shit's about to get real. She comes over to us, motions for us to get undressed, and starts to undress herself. Now, at this point, we're all pretty drunk, and what happens next can only be explained by a mix of serious amounts of alcohol and the porn industry and then dating itself into the minds of teenage boys. Dave lays down on the twin-sized dorm room bed and starts to have sex with Ashley. As Jim makes his way to the foot of the bed, he starts to have anal sex with Ashley as I make my way over to the side of the bed to receive a wonderful blowjob. This is what we in the business call airtight. That's amazing. I've never heard of such a description in my entire life. Airtight. This goes on for about 5 minutes, and myself and Jim trade places halfway through until we all just realize the absurdity of what's happening and stop altogether. We all get dressed and pretty much continue our night as we normally would have. Can you imagine that? Being like, let's go to the party now. Put on. Come on.
This seems like something that ends the night.
Yes, this isn't your coffee before you go out.
This is not like 5 p.m. Out of class.
The way he explains it is so natural that it's like, yeah, we just went out for the night.
This is amazing writing, I think.
I agree. Yeah. So here's my question. Was this a gay experience? We're all worried about like STDs and how do they look at their mom ever again? And he's like, was this a gay experience? Our dicks never touched. And if you just block out the other naked dude in the room, it would be like any other hookup. I hope I've entertained the listeners today. For the love of God, keep my name private. Well, your name is private with us. What do you think? Was this gay?
Nah, that's not gay.
No. It's not gay.
It's not gay.
Yeah. There's
a girl.
unless he was.
I like the magic. Like, there's a girl. It doesn't matter. Listen, you could be sucking a dude's dick. If there's a girl in the room, you're good. It doesn't matter. You're good. Just as long as there's a girl. Girls in the room, we're good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a gay experience. There's nothing wrong if it was a gay experience, but unless he was feeling attracted, I think it's all good.
The one that is the closest to the gay experience is the guy doing anal while the guy's on the bottom because there is the chance for, you know, some rubbing of some sort, depending on the width of her vagina and, you know, her taint. I'd say it's definitely not gay. This is like one of those, like, these hookup stories that you're just like, it's a story. You know,
it's a good story. I really enjoyed the story.
I enjoyed the story. I enjoyed the drama that he involved in it. I just think, like, there's this thing that happens, and I think it's like, you know, kind of the line that he said where it's like the porn industry has made us believe
that these
things happen, where it's really just an illusion of happening. And you get in that situation, you're like, okay, like the way they walked away from it, like they did it for 5 minutes, like, this is ridiculous, we need to go out now.
Yeah.
Is kind of how I feel like I would do it.
Yeah, I wonder if, you know, because if you've seen porn, that stuff is like so natural
yeah.
within it. And I wonder if as it was starting, it's like, oh, this is going to be cool. This is fine. It sounds yeah. like after 5 minutes, it was
like, nah, this
definitively
ain't cool.
weird.
Yeah. The worst part about it is just that from one random eye contact you make with your buddy where you see him making his sex face and right. you see he sees your sex face and now you can never forget that the rest of your lives. They're going to be friends forever.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like a bonding experience.
Yeah. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. If you have a story that's better than that, send them in. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Prelo. You can go check out their debut EP, Why Does Everything Happen So Much? Go check them out. Go support them. They're going on tour very soon. Cities all over the country and college markets. They're going to be coming to a town near you. Let's read I Need Help.
All right.
Hello, Jumanji. He writes, haha, I'm so funny. Let's get to the point here. I need some advice what to do. A friend of mine has a long line of ex-girlfriends, his most recent being 7 months ago. He constantly tells us he is over her and wants nothing to do with her. Well, the other night, her and I hooked up. Okay, one hand, I felt like I had betrayed him by slamming her. But on the other hand, I feel like it was okay because he's over her. Can you give me a little insight on what I should do? P.S. She's a 6'8", 7".
6'8". So sorry.
Face, body, personality.
Face, body. So 6 face,
eight body, seven personality. So he obviously likes her, but he's also like, what does he do? Have you ever done this?
I have not done this. I don't know what you do.
Isn't there a window, like a 7 month window you have to wait?
Yeah, I feel like it's all.
I don't
good,
know.
Though.
I don't know if there's ever been an established number. There's two ways that this hookup happens. Okay, and I think there's right or wrong is dependent on how it happens.
Yeah.
So like, there's either the you were scummy and you've been texting this girl knowing that this was coming, and you're wrong because you had many chances to say to your friend, "Listen, she keeps texting me. Are you sure you're over? Because I kind of might make a play here."
Right. It's all about the context, because if you've been talking with your friend and he's, you know, he's hooking up with other girls and he's over her, then I feel like he has to be cool with it.
He does, but you have to also bring that up.
Yeah.
You know, you have to say to him, "Listen, this girl's texting me. I just want to make sure you're absolutely cool with it." Because if you're doing the texting, you know the history, you know, leading up to it. It's not like you got thrown in front of a train. You sat on the train tracks and waited for it to hit you. So you needed to say something.
Right.
To, you know, but if it's the other way where he was at a party, one thing turned into another, he needs to go to his friend as soon as possible and just let him know that. And if it was the first way, he's wrong, but maybe you say to him that it happened the second way and you just get it out there. Listen, we were at the party. I'd never really hung out with her. She came on to me. We hooked up. It happened. I just want to let you know. I know you're over her, but I just want to make sure you're cool with it. I think that's the way to play.
I think that's the way to go
just
with it,
honest,
too.
Yeah.
Be honest, like as honest as you can be. So, but just understand, if you're out there right now texting with a girl that hooked up with one of your buddies, go just talk to your buddy.
I think, you know what? I think this is actually on the buddy most of all, because if I think the other way to look at it is if your friend hooks up with your ex-girlfriend, but, you know, you've expressed to him that you're over her. If you've been hooking up with other girls, then you sort of have to be cool about it.
He has to be cool about it.
Right.
Totally.
I think it's like it's on him a little bit.
He has to be cool about it. That's why I'm saying go to him now. It's already happened. Explain one thing led to another. But explain it in the way that if you were the part where it becomes muddled is that what feels weird is like if you have a good friend and behind his and without him knowing, you're texting a girl that you used to hook up with.
You're lying to him.
You're lying to him over the course of a long period of time, and you're not being a good friend. So my advice is to make if that was happening, don't do that. But also explain to him, one thing led to another, and we just hooked up. I know you've said that. He'll be cool with it, because he should be. If he's not, then he shouldn't have been so loudly telling everyone how much he's over it.
Yeah, I guess so.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com, TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to do one more email. Let's do two more emails. I got two good ones, and then we'll go to some news. Prelo, thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks again for having us. You guys are doing amazing.
Matt and Jesse are going to be going on the road. Their new EP is out. Go check them out. Go support them. Great guys. Date party. You guys went to NYU. You guys ever have date parties?
I don't know what that is. Couple party?
So a lot of like big schools with fraternities and Greek lives, you'll have these like occasions where you have to do like bring a girl to a party, and it's like a, you know, you dress up. It's like a formal or a semi-formal, but every fraternity has them probably once or twice a semester.
Okay.
So you are in the position where you have to bring a date. Jew boner. What's up, Jay motherfucking train? I sent you a Snapchat about this situation with no details, and you told me to email you, so here I am. Okay, so here's the deal. My fraternity, not frat, you uneducated, unappreciative fuck, is having a party, a date party Friday, and I have an issue. I told my friend to hook me up with one of her sleuths. She isn't the one in the pic below that is the blonde and has a dog in her arms. Okay.
Do you have the picture?
Yeah, let's look at these chicks. You guys can come check her out. Come around. The blonde's cute. Check her out. She's got that dog.
Yeah, she's attractive.
She's cute, right?
Yeah.
We're all checking it out. Alana coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, we need the female opinion on this, I think.
She's definitely got that, like, out there look. I don't want to say. She looks like she hooks up.
Yeah, she's college girl.
Yeah, she looks like she's putting it out there. Okay, now hold on. We have one more picture. Everyone comes back. So he gives her, she's the one in the pic below with the blonde and has the dog in her arms. Give her a 784. The one in the other picture to the left is the girl that I got set up with. Of course, I would agree to take her without meeting her because I'm a fuck. I give her a solid 573. So let's go to her. Yeah, that's not solid. She's the one on the left. Okay.
Can't tell much from that. But.
She looks very tall, but I mean, she's cute. There's nothing wrong with her. She's cute. I like the first one better.
Yeah.
Because she has like a porn star look. The second one has more a... I don't know. What would you call the look of the second one?
A little more chic.
A little more chic. She looks more modelish.
Yeah, yeah.
She has that, you know, very tall, skinny. But they're both, there's nothing wrong with what's going on here. Okay. I give her a 573. I met her and she's really cool, but I don't dig her looks, but she's fuckable. How every mom hopes their daughter is described. I don't like her looks, but she's fuckable. And I'm afraid about my brothers losing respect for me because I'm a pledge. This is our first day party, and I want to make a good impression on the actives. So what do you think I should do, J-Train? Go with her, ditch her, and try to hook up while at the party. By the way, I'm a virgin. This could be a great option to drop that V-card. By the way, podcast is straight fire. I've been listening since my high school frat star days. If you're ever in Kentucky, I'd love to hang out with you, bro. Well, thank you for the email. What do you think? What do you think about his question?
He said she's cool, but he gave her a 3 personality.
Yeah, he did.
Wait, what is his
sentence? You need to clarify this question to me.
So here's the thing. I don't know why he sent a picture of the friend that set him up.
Okay, that's what was confusing
unnecessary.
Me.
Unnecessary. I think he's just giving us the
all the visual
all
information.
The visual information we could use.
So the second girl is the girl that he could take to this.
He could take, who has agreed to go with him to this date party.
Okay.
And he's asking, should I take her and risk getting made fun of for her not being hot, which I disagree with him. She's hot enough to take.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's cute. Here's the thing, and I like this email because it does illustrate kind of a fear when you first get to college and you first do these day parties. What are my buddies going to think of the chick I'm bringing?
Mm-hmm.
And here's what you're going to realize. Unless this girl... she'd have to really be fucking heinous for anyone to look twice.
Right.
Because at a day party, everyone is there looking to get themselves fucked.
Yeah, the people probably aren't thinking about your date as much as you think they're thinking about your date.
Totally agree. Like, they are there in their own fucking world trying to make sure their shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what will make you look like a bad dude in the house. If you show up at the day party with no date, and now you're trying to get with people's dates?
terrible idea.
Terrible idea. So, I mean, here's the thing. There is a thing in fraternities, and I will say this. I never liked this guy, and it's the guy that acts above the reality of the party. You ever go to a party and someone's like, this sucks?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
absolutely.
That person is never fun to hang out with. Like, if you set up like a creative date party or like a theme social, the guys that get into it are the ones that are getting laid and the ones that are having the most fun. So, like, you saying, I don't think she's hot enough to bring, you're already saying you're the miserable guy at the fucking date party. You know, why not bring her, have the best time? She's going to love that you brought her. She's going to be happy to be there. She knows other people at the fraternity. It sounds like that maybe her friends are coming. No one's going to judge you for, and that's an immature thing to think, because I think we've all been there where we're like, what are guys going to think of the girl I'm with? Guys don't think anything of the girl you're with. You know what? You know what guys think is hot? The girl that's not their girlfriend. You know, every girl is hot that it's not the one they're getting with. So they were, you know, you're going to bring this girl and they're going to go, whoa, redhead. I like redheads, you know?
Right.
And they're not going to think like, well, she ain't a 10. No one's thinking that. No one is thinking that at all. So
he should bring the girl.
I agree. Yeah.
I totally think that's the way to go with it.
I like that. Bring that girl. And also, if you're out there with a day party, the best things with these day parties is to be excited to be there with who you brought.
I was going to say, I mean, this is not the end game, you know, necessarily. I think if he has a great time at this party,
yeah,
hanging out with this girl who we all think is cute,
yeah,
then ultimately he's going to win regardless of if they hook up or if they even want to hook up.
No, he's going to look like a cool dude.
Yeah.
And she's going to go back and tell her sorority that she went and had the best time with this guy.
Yeah.
It can only be good to have a good day party experience. If you have a bad one, people find out about that shit. I'm serious. I remember I had buddies that would bring girls and they'd be like, be miserable the whole time. The girl goes back and tells her friend, fucking had the worst time. Here's the rules, guys. As much as you're talking to your buddies about girls, girls are talking to their friends about you. So live in that reality. So know that if you bring a girl to your day party, you're going to tell your friends if she was awesome. She's going to do the same thing for her friends.
I think that's 100% true. And girls think exactly the same as guys do. I think it's a fallacy that people think women are talking about relationships and romance in this completely unrelatable way. I think it's the same way we talk about it.
Totally. They're going back to their sorority house or their dorm floor and they're saying, yeah, this guy was the man. He was dancing.
This guy was a 5'7"2.
5'7"2. He was dancing all over the dance floor. He rubbed his boner on me when they played that slow jam. I don't know why he did it. You know, she's talking shit on you just like you were talking shit on her. And it goes good and bad. So what you're doing is every date party is really just like you're building a resume for other chicks. These girls are coming and seeing you at your most personal time because you are in a one-on-one situation. So if you don't hook up, if you're a gentleman and you don't end up hooking up, your friends are not going to fucking know about it because they're in their own shit. And this girl's going to go back and be like, he's a good guy. Maybe not for me. And someone else is going to hear about that and be like, I want to go to the next date party with him. I had friends that would just get invited. I had friends that were so good at date parties, they would just get invited to all the date parties. And they became like a guy that the girls could lean on.
Yeah.
And they were ended up hooking up more than just the regular Joe that wasn't a fun hangout. So be fun on these day parties. Let's do one more email, then we'll go to the news, because this is from a lady listener.
Oh, good.
I like a lady listener email, at least. I'm going to get one in. I just want my O face. Hey, J-Train. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Hey, J-Train, I'm just going to keep this short and sweet. My boyfriend sucks in bed. He didn't used to. But the last several months, he's been getting lazier and lazier, then gets mad at me when I can't get off.
Ooh.
We've all been there. He's asked me several times to tell him what to do to get me off, and every time I tell him the same thing. I say, touch me like this, kiss me here, etc. And instead of him being excited and doing that, he gets even madder because he feels like I'm telling him what to do.
Your boyfriend's terrible.
Yeah, even though he just asked for what to do, he gets mad. It's gotten to where I don't want to have sex at all because what's the point? my lady parts aren't getting to the loving that they want. The few times we've had sex, he'll finger me for 2 minutes, tops, while watching whatever episode of Family Guy is on TV. This sounds like, you ever watch those pornos where there's like the TV show, like Roseanne is playing in the background? You ever watch an amateur porn where there's like an episode of like Friends is on and all you can hear is the episode of Friends? And you're like, so you just hear like the bed like, and then you just hear like, but Ross.
The occasional laugh track in the background.
Yeah, you hear the laugh track in the background. It gets a little too real.
It's you're a like, whole fetish, man.
Yeah, there's like something to that. It always weirds me out. But she's described the least sexual sex ever. Here's how she describes. A few times we've had sex, he'll finger me for 2 minutes tops while watching whatever episode of Family Guy is on TV, stick his dick in me, pump away for a good 15 minutes before coming all over me. Oh my God. How do I handle this situation? How can I try and explain to him how I'm not getting the attention I need? What can he do to get me off? Guys, you have girlfriends, long-term girlfriends. What do you do to keep it hot?
Well, I think this boyfriend is fucking up a little because...
A little?
Quite a lot.
Turn off the fucking TV. You can DVR that shit.
Yeah, step one, turn off the TV, I would say.
Put on some Prelo.
Yeah, great.
What's a good song of yours they could put on during sex?
Should put on Simple Song.
Simple Song? That's a sex song?
It's a sexy song.
Sexy song. Okay, go into that. Check that out. What do you think? What do you do? You've been with your girl for a long time. You're on and off 5 years. What do you suggest? How do you keep it hot?
I think this guy's going through the motions too much. I mean, totally. It's not just about the action. It's sort of the intensity.
Totally.
Or the passion that you bring to it. So I'm not surprised she's not enjoying it because it sounds like he's just...
She's also like she's also a willing participant in this. Like I think you have to be unwilling.
Yeah, like, she's got to break...
She's got to break the cycle.
And she's got to like... They're going to hang out and then she's all dressed up. And he's like, where are you going? And she's like, I'm just going out. So, who are you going with? My friends.
That's so it. Like
so you're talking about a jealousy play.
Yes, yeah, and then he'll just do whatever she wants.
Wow, you came out of the woodwork with the best advice of the episode. Look at that. I didn't see it coming. No,
I'm gonna back off.
No, do not back. I love everything you guys are doing. No, I like the dynamic we've built throughout this episode. I like that play. Get dressed up, tell be vague.
Yeah.
And let him chase you a little bit.
Yeah.
And when he chases you, don't fucking do it. Just say no. I'm not in the mood.
He might enjoy that, actually.
I'm not. Yeah. I mean, this
like
might,
a little temptation, or you know,
you got to switch it up. Here's the problem with any long term relationship. I've been in long term relationships myself. You guys know this. I think you'll agree. It gets stale. You know,
you have to work for it not to.
Yeah.
You have to work.
The laziness is like she commented on. I think like you have to not get lazy.
And you can. It can happen. You can be like, okay, let's fucking get this cum out of me. You know, like that's kind of what he's like doing his fucking railroad shift. You know, he's just, that's all he's doing. And you know what? You have to break that cycle and get angry with him. Like, and I know it is tough when you ask a girl. I've been in a situation where I've hooked up with a girl and she'll like be like, do this, do that, do this. And I haven't asked. And I'm like, okay. Like, I'm like trying to do those things. And sometimes it can come off badly.
Mm-hmm.
I know his frustration where it's like, I've been in that situation where I've been that guy where I'm like, listen, I'm trying my best down here. You know, like I'm trying to help out. Maybe this isn't a match. You know, and I think you have to be soft with that stuff with a guy. You have to say like get, you have to at least when you're a girl asking for things to be done in a certain way that you like, you have to give, it's kind of like when you give notes to an artist. You ever notice with like you guys are with a record company?
Oh yeah, you want to be sort of tactical with your feedback.
Tactical
in a way because you don't want to upset the other party.
Totally. So like a lot of management does it this way. I notice it with people I work with. They'll go, whenever they're about to give me bad news, they'll give me good news first.
Right.
Then bad news, then good news again. Uh-huh. So it's a bad news sandwich.
Yeah.
You know. So totally. Maybe you say, "I love when you do this, but do this," and "I like when you do this." Give them a bad news sandwich. You know, go one at a time. Don't say, this is wrong, and you're and we're watching Family Guy.
Yeah, you don't want to be demoralized.
Yeah, you don't want to demoralize this guy. So I'm not saying she's doing that, but I'm just giving advice to someone out there that might be in the same situation. So give when you give bad news, it's got to be a bad news sandwich. So a little good, the real thing you want to get across, and then a little good again. Oh, it feels so good when you do this. Can you make sure you hit the left side a little more? And then it feels really good when you do this. And you look great today. You know what I mean? Like, and guys get, you know, a little on the defensive when they're being told to do something. But also, I like the advice Matt gave. I think break the cycle. This guy is used to turning on to you and just getting pumped out and then turning over. You need to break that, and he'll chase you, or he won't, and that means the relationship needs to end. Yeah. Because if he won't chase you or won't put in an effort, you know, relationships are about effort, and if it can't be one-sided.
Yeah, and I don't even think it's the worst thing if the sex isn't good anymore. You know, maybe the relationship should end.
Yeah, I agree. That's a reality you have to think about. But you know, that's a.
Yeah.
I like the way we ended that, guys. Prelo, thank you guys for coming on. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
You guys are amazing. Go check out Matt and Jesse. Their new EP is out. We're going to play it at the end of this episode. So listen towards the end. Their debut is called Why Does Everything Happen So Much? You can find them. They're going to be all over the roads. Go to Facebook.com/PreloMusic, Twitter.com/Prelo, YouTube.com/user/PreloMusic. So go check out all their stuff. They're great guys. I'm so happy they came in today. We're going to come back with Man Stamp in the news in just a second. I can't say life's a bitch because it's what you make of me. You make your own bitch, so you gotta lean in. Hey, guys. Welcome back. We're here with Prelo. Guys, thank you so much for coming on and doing this. So cool. Matt and Jesse, you guys have a good time. Thanks for answering those emails.
Thank you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, definitely.
That's cool, right?
Yeah, I like it.
Guys, go check out their new EP. It is out right now. We're going to be playing one of their songs at the end of this episode, so make sure you stick around for that and check it out. Man Samp, Chris, the producer, coming down from the booth.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Good to have you. You're going to bring some news for us?
That's right. Yeah, I brought an Instagram babe of the day, this girl Samara from University of Calgary, but I think she took her Instagram down, unfortunately. Yeah. So I got another one now.
What do you guys follow on Instagram?
What do we follow, man?
Do you guys follow any hot chicks?
We follow bikini designers from California.
Bikini designers from California? What are that? Which one?
The Frankie's Bikinis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would follow that one.
like hot chicks?
Yeah.
We have a band Instagram account, and that's normally what we're logged into. So it's funny, like if I log in and I'm scrolling through our stream, I'll see some shit that like Matt has followed.
It'll be like some
bikini, some like model shit.
That's it. We're getting to a point with Instagram where I can't open it in public. And I'm like playing this game of Russian roulette where it's like I open it and then all of a sudden I'm like I'll open it up and I'll be in like line or something at Starbucks and then it'll be like a food one. I'll be like, oh, phew. And then I'll open it again and it'll be like, oh, porn star. And I'm like, no, like babies everywhere, you know? Yeah.
Right. Like, I just follow like architecture accounts and TFM girls.
Yeah,
that's what I have. So it's hit or miss.
So who do we got now?
All right. Well, now we have the replacement Instagram babe of the day. This is McCall from UCLA.
McCall?
Yeah, which I liked her name. She was second in the list. So
she's let's check her out.
Yeah. You guys could take a look
McCall
at this.
McCall sounds like she's a bird.
McCall seems like she's a bit of a party girl. Seems like she's having a good time. She's apparently a UCLA cheerleader.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How old is she? Dude, she looks like she's...
I don't know. She's in college, but she's looking good. This is McCall over here. If you guys want to play along, actually, real quick, it's... it's just McCall underscore. M-A-C-A-L-L underscore.
See?
Oh, look at that.
Here's my issue.
The one in the white? That's a great picture.
She's very hot. Don't get me... I mean, obviously, we're splitting hairs here. The thing about her is, what do you think of a cheerleader gymnastic girl? Do you think that's a hot body?
Oh, man, I don't know, like that specific body?
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, she's a cheerleader, so obviously she seems like a flyer.
Yeah, she has a bit of a sportier look.
Yeah,
I guess
but I'm saying, like, the cheerleader gymnast body always weirded me out because it gets a little stunted. Mm-hmm. So it always looked like it was almost like a... They almost have the same build as a fire hydrant.
Squat?
Like it's like a squat like this. Like, yeah, I've always wanted to, like, hook up with that. I remember I was in, like, a gym class in college, and there was one cheerleader from the school that was in the class, and she was, like, built, but like a mini horse. Do you know what I mean? Like, all the muscles were really compact and tight. And it's like the same thing we were saying before. Like, you know, you bring a girl to your date party, every guy just wants to fuck every girl he's not with, you know? So it's like, I wanted to see what the gymnast body would be like, but I also thought to myself, I was like, that's not my cup of tea.
Yeah. I don't, yeah, I mean, listen, I think an attractive body is an attractive body. Yeah. Yeah.
What are you guys into? Do you guys have any, have a look that you go for usually?
Describe your girlfriends.
Yeah,
smart.
Describe.
Thank you for that. Yeah. No, man, I think there's lots of different styles of beautiful women.
Totally.
My girlfriend's got some great blonde hair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Great blonde hair. That was the political answer ever. I hope you guys are at the Grammys next year so I can play this while you're with some other chick walking down the red carpet.
Please.
Let's go to the news.
This is a good one. I just enjoy this. Krispy Kreme throws KKK Wednesday for the kids.
Come on.
Yeah, true story. KKK Wednesday was intended to stand for Krispy Kreme Club Wednesday.
I love that they... some guy in marketing was like, we'll make the club with a K. Right.
How did they miss that?
Because it'll be fun.
That is so, it's so obvious.
How do you miss that?
Yeah, well, it was Krispy Kreme UK. But they said that they're still white supremacists and they know what the KKK is.
Yeah. That's like it's the most famous of the white supremacists.
Yeah, you would think that somebody would have caught that, which is why I like the story, because it's like, who fucked up there? That's an obvious one.
That's one of those fuck-ups. It happens so... Like, fuck-ups now are so famous. Right. You can't get away with shit. Like, you screw up, you have to screw up in front of the whole fucking class. You know, you can't do it in front of, like, two people. Like, now professionally. Like, are you guys worried about, like, going on the road and something bad happening or becoming a part of a story, or is any news good news?
I just don't like going on record with anything, you know?
But it's great to be here.
Yeah. Going on record with anything.
Nah, man, I don't think...
Perfect guest for the podcast. Literally, we're taping your every word.
I don't think anything bad's going to happen on the road. I think we're going to be all good.
You'll be all good.
No cameras, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look at this. So Julian Edelman had a girl that was in bed with him after the Super Bowl. She fired off a Snapchat.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
Of her, and then in the background is him, and she's like, I just fucked Edelman. Like,
does he have a girlfriend or wife?
No.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's cool, but, like, you know, I would imagine he's an athlete on the road. Like, even if he did have a girlfriend, you know, it could happen that would happen. I mean, you know, you got to be fearful of that stuff.
Yeah, didn't something similar happen with Justin Bieber?
Yeah,
like he was in a Brazilian whorehouse?
Yes, that did happen. I mean, I don't know. If someone did that to me, I'd be like, okay, just make sure you took it at a good angle that I look good. Like, just make sure it's like, oh, you took it from, like, I want the right tint on that.
Yeah.
You know?
We're talking about managing your image. This is a good story.
Yeah.
North Korea's new propaganda slogans are too good to be true, is the headline.
Go for it.
In celebration of their 70th anniversary,
I didn't know they had parties in North Korea.
Being the worst country in the world. Yeah.
What is the cake made of dust?
Yeah. You know, like. The news organization that they have, KCNA, published like 300 slogans, and a couple of the good ones that were in the article were, let us turn ours into a country of mushrooms by making mushroom cultivation scientific, intensive, and industrialized.
That's hilarious that the best thing, the thing to represent your country is just mushrooms.
Yes.
Just like...
Oh God!
No, I was just gonna. I think they picked something like really small that they might have a chance of
being the best at.
Yeah, exceeding. If not the economy, mushrooms.
Under offer, over deliver. You know, that type of thing.
They can let the laughter of the children ring by increasing the production of their foodstuffs. Like, let's feed the kids.
Maybe these are just bad translations.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, maybe mushroom in North Korea is like. A tree, like I don't know, like, you know.
No, I think we got it. Yeah. This is my personal favorite one. Keep streets, villages, mountains, and rivers as neat and tidy as one's own courtyard.
Oh my God, living there must be horrible.
It's truly the worst place in the world to live. It has to be.
I mean, but you don't know anything else, right? So, like, I would assume they don't know that it's, like, behind that way.
These are slogans for people who live in North Korea. This is, like, internal.
Yeah, like, this would be on state-run TV or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Stinks.
Well, the ones that do know otherwise end up in a labor camp or something.
What would you rather, live in North Korea for a year or get married at 19?
Get married at 19.
Yeah.
Korea,
right?
Oh, yeah.
You're definitely breaking up with your girlfriend.
Yeah, he's like, no evidence of anything on tour.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, you would do Korea for a year?
Yeah, for sure.
Because
it's just a year.
It's just a year? You might
I don't think you come back from a year in North Korea
like
normal,
session,
though.
No, but you do normal. I'm saying you do come back. A part of my thing is you get on a government plane. You land in North Korea. They give you home. You know, it's communism, so you're going to be given the things that you're given.
Jumpsuit, some
jumpsuit, bread, monthly bread. And then you live your life in North Korea for a year. But if you don't do it, you're married at 19.
Can you get divorced forever?
Forever.
This is a really hard hypothetical.
That's like amazing. That's how different the world is today. If I asked this question 20 years ago, people were like, what are you talking about?
19 would be normal to get married. Yeah.
But now it's like, you know.
Now nobody wants to get married because everyone's getting divorced.
Yeah,
right?
I think we live in a generation that we fear and respect marriage. You know, there's a respect for the thought of getting a divorce. You don't want to have that happen. You want to be... Yeah. You know, end up with the right person. So I think I'd go North Korea.
I mean, just for a year. I mean, I guess you're right. Yeah. And you might as well see what's going on over there.
Yeah, you have a great story. Maybe you get with some hot North Korean shit. Do they even have sex over there?
Yeah.
They do?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, they got kids. Well, that's the key to keeping a type of state like that. You have to keep making kids and teaching them the way of the...
Does Kim Jong-un, like, just, like, get his choice? Of all the women?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he does, yeah. He's married, but obviously it won't matter.
Yeah,
I guess. I'm sure he could do whatever he wants.
Well, he's considered to be a god there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Let's go to the next story.
Someone in Taylor Swift's circle registered the domain name itaughttaylorswifthowtogivehead.com.
Wait, is it... We know it's someone she knows?
Yeah, here's the... Her ex-guitar teacher, her former guitar teacher when she was growing up, registered itaughttaylorswift.com, and he was using that obviously to like promote his business.
Okay.
The management, like the brand management firm that handles her, then took that away from him and like registered a shitload of other domains so that way other people couldn't register them, and one of them happened to be itaughttaylorswifthowtogivehead.com.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I bet you she's horrible giving head.
I think she's a lesbian.
No, she's not.
With this whole Carly Kloss thing, mark my words that she's gay. That's what the deal is.
Maybe she's experimenting. She's at that age where like maybe she just gives it a shot.
Yeah, that could be.
I don't know if that's... what do you think? You guys think Taylor Swift gives good head?
I don't know, man.
This is deep in the episode, Matt, so no one's listening anymore.
She probably doesn't even...
She's probably powerful enough where, yeah, she probably runs those things.
I bet you she does what she does at every award show, which is like that fake enthusiasm. So she gives like the fake blowjob, like she's doing it like a lot of hand stuff, but you're not really putting your mouth on it, like just really like over the head of it.
That's a reasonable...
Yeah, I would think that it's a lot of fluff.
Yeah.
You know? Also, like, you know, I bet you it's got to be a tough lay. Tough hang.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a fun...
Of course, because she's not into men.
Like, Mansamp has made his position clear. Do you remember at the Grammys 2 years ago when she did that, like, head thing at the piano? I bet you she does that when she's on top a lot. Like, you know, just, like, overdoes it, you know?
Yeah, I could see that. She's always dancing at award shows, right?
That's her
thing is...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she tries to get her girlfriends to dance with her, and they enjoy the performance. But right, it's over the top. It's fake.
Over the top and fake. That's what I would think. I also, like, do you really want to be, like, the person that's, like, responsible for someone else knowing how to give a blowjob? Like, you want to be the... Like, what if it's no good? You know, like, I taught her everything she knows. Yeah, but it fucking sucks.
Yeah, it's a bad endorsement if it's no good.
You don't know if she's doing a good job. I need to be there to see.
Yeah. You know what I think? I think they just registered every domain name that they could think of somebody creating something terrible.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what they're doing.
Right? Oh, okay.
Because they don't want this guitar teacher to obviously just be saying, oh, I taught Taylor Swift everything I know.
To give head.
So, yeah. So in any case now, they just want to make sure that Taylor controls her own image. But
that's so funny.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next story.
This woman is divorcing her husband for not wanting to have sex three times a day.
I saw this.
Yeah.
She wanted to... It's horrible, right?
What's horrible?
I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, she was trying to divorce him for not having sex. Like, yeah. I don't think he's in the
wrong.
Oh,
you're saying it's horrible that she would divorce him for this reason.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, you know...
That seems unreasonable. Three times a day in
but
perpetuity.
If you read the right. story, like, this is one of those, like, ways she's trying to get money out of him.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? She's trying to say that she is... So the divorce is, right? The story is that they're not letting the divorce go through.
Yeah, the court is basically like, this is unreasonable. He's, you know, he's performing his duty. She's saying, no, he's not up to the task. He's not fit enough to be my husband anymore because he won't fuck me.
It sounds like a wild way to get money out of your ex-husband. Like, you know, that's kind of the shitty thing. I mean, the fear of divorce again. Like, oh, this girl's just going to run away with my money as she says that I'm not a good enough lover.
Right.
In the process, well, like, this kick a guy has, while he's down.
He's
right?
got to go for a medical check to confirm that he's healthy enough, like that he doesn't have impotence or something. This guy actually has to go to the doctor to prove that he
can. I mean,
what's so silly.
Yeah. I've pulled a hat trick. I've whacked off three times in a day. And it is, by the last time, you're like, this kind of hurts.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think I need this in my life. I don't know, but what do you think? You guys ever do a hat trick?
Yeah.
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 Burn the skin off.
You're right.
No, it's better. I mean, it's better when it's with sex, you know.
Well, when it's sex, it's another.
It's
thing.
It's not so bad.
I've been with girls where I've had like three times in one day. You do that? You ever do that? And then you just like by the third time, like I'll always do this move. This is a funny move where you get off of her and you just go, ugh, stop. You just act totally.
She probably thinks it's so funny, Jared.
So funny. Yeah, I get a laugh every time. Like, ugh, because you're both at the point of like, okay, we've done this. An animal amount,
right.
You know, like we don't need any more.
Now we
point.
Can watch Family
now,
Guy.
Now,
some pizza or whatever.
Unmute.
Yeah.
So, guys, thank you so much for coming on. Prelo, thank you guys for coming on. So
thank
pumped
you.
To have you. Good luck on the tour. Their new EP, go check it out. We're gonna play their new song at the end of this podcast. So listen again. Mansamp at Mansamp on Twitter. He's got a podcast that comes out every Thursday. Check it out, the Mandatory Samson Podcast. I'm Jared Fried, JTrain56 on all platforms. We'll see you again next week.
Give back the things that I never take, and I know you don't.